Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
Things are good here in Alamogordo. On Friday, Tariq Tompkins was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences plus 45 years in the double homicide of his ex-wife and her boyfriend in March 2015.
How long did it take the jury to deliberate on this case? I know it's been going on for quite some time now.
At the time, following the conclusion of his trial, which was a few weeks ago, or last month, I should say, they took a couple hours to deliberate and announce their verdict. He was found guilty of two counts of first-degree murder, aggravated assault with great bodily harm,
I know one of
and
the.
he was also had two counts of child abuse,
I know one
or
of the.
four counts of
Four
child abuse.
counts of child abuse. Okay. I know one of the things that was brought up during the trial was the fact that he suffered from PTSD. I take it the prosecutors did not let that go by.
No, they didn't. They argued against it that at the time his defense attorneys were arguing that at the time of the homicides in March 2015, he suffered a PTSD episode where he went into a flashback into Iraq or Afghanistan and went into full military scenario of that he was back there and he had to basically arm up and gear up and clear the hut. But the prosecution had proven their case that he had planned this out. See, prior to the incident happening, his wife had filed for custody of their two children, and the court granted her custody of the children from the marriage. And Tariq, they argued, planned the homicides out. He had decided to lay out his guns in a certain way. Then he took the time to put on all of his gear, so to speak, bulletproof vest, a helmet. It was the same type of gear that somebody in the Marines or the Army would wear in combat, and then he armed himself with a 45 pump shotgun and an AR-15 rifle, and then drove over to the house and then started shooting.
Dwayne, let's move on to another story that was a nationwide story on Saturday, as there were nationwide protests regarding family separations. From what I understand, there was one in Alamogordo.
Yes, in Alamogordo on Saturday evening, the We Trust Women's group in Alamogordo staged their own rally and candlelight vigil denouncing the separations of family by the current administration.
How many people attended this rally?
There were 75 people in attendance. They had various speakers talk. They sang songs. They held signs up denouncing the separation of children from their parents at the border. And they held up the signs on White Sands Boulevard. But the majority of the rally and candlelight vigil was at the gazebo at Alameda Park.
Any idea as to if they plan future rallies? Because one of the stories I heard on NPR today was that it happened on a Saturday, on a day where there was slow news coverage.
They have no immediate plans to have any more protests of this type, but they were going to let people know if they were going to do another one in the future.
Okay, Dwayne. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right. Thank you.